This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two economic snapshots developing negative. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April, says the Commerce Department. Polling the nation's home builders on sales conditions, the National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo, showing the third lowest reading in 13 years. An early exit from the G7 in Canada has President Trump back in Washington, says he wants to closely monitor Iran-Israel fighting. More missile and drone attacks overnight, says ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
All businesses are closed except grocery stores and a few little cafes. All the schools are closed. Everyone's home with their kids. And you're not really allowed to gather or go to a workplace, so there's not a lot of people on the street.
Israeli forces launched a series of strikes in western Iran today, says the Israeli military. An aide to Russian President Putin says talks to normalize relations with the U.S. are suspended. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The community is invited to attend a free program on healthy living for your brain and body in partnership between the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country and the Alzheimer's Association. The program at 4 o'clock Wednesday is aimed at answering the questions, is there anything I can do to reduce my risk of developing dementia, and how much do lifestyle choices matter? Pam Kohlberg is the Crawford and Richland County Dementia Care Specialist with ADRC.
Any one of us who were exposed to affects our brain, and we're finding out trauma affects our brain, and our emotions affect our brain, like depression actually chemically changes our brain. So I was fascinated by this, and so as I worked in the regional office down on Main Street, and I would encounter a lot of our neighbors who speak Spanish, I'd be like, well, why? What is it? You know, what can I do to help? How can I get this education? We happened to talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Association, so I said to them, could we do some education here for people who both speak Spanish and English about brain health? Would you send somebody all the way from Milwaukee to come and talk to us? So that's when I met Virginia Zerpa at a conference here that the Alzheimer's Association does every year. And so I got talking to her and I thought that would be great to have in our community because we have a lot of friends and neighbors who are Spanish speakers and a lot of businesses around here, right?
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body is designed for a general audience, groups interested in healthy aging, and those living with dementia, as well as caregivers, community members, neighbors, and friends. The inclusive program will list strategies for healthy decision-making and will be offered in both English and Spanish. To reserve a seat and meal, call Virginia Zerpa at 414-431-8811. There is no cost to attend. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny, warm, and muggy with high temperatures today tapping the mid-80s. Got chances for showers and thunderstorms early this evening, and some of them have the chance to be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures alongside more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4, I'm joined by Senate candidate in Iowa, J.D. Scholten. He's running against Joni Ernst. I'm joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and State Senator Dora Drake, talking biennial budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today, a lot to talk about today. Border agents or thought police? When did words become a crime? We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, today is the 10th anniversary of the murder of 9 people at Mother Emanuel Church. That shooting, something that we should all remember, another milestone in the promotion of racism and hate by Donald Trump and his friends. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. We now know what America First means. Trump has confirmed that he is a cult leader. He says, America First means what I say it means. Yeah, that's what cult leaders do. Does anyone realize that an all-out war with Iran, by the way, is not going to go well for either Israel or America? How quickly we forget things like, you know, Gaddafi. We'll get into that in a moment. Also, raging Trump, actually, is blaming Hegseth over the parade. I'll tell you about that. In the second hour of our program, is anyone surprised that Republicans in the Senate want to cut Medicaid even more? Oh, and want to raise the debt ceiling even more? And a California bill, this is the California State Legislature, proposes criminalizes, makes it a misdemeanor, for cops to cover their face while on duty, all law enforcement officers, including federal. They would be required to be identifiable by a uniform carrying their name. This should be true everywhere in the country. I mean, this is just common decency and sense. And the real shocking, and it truly is shocking, story behind Mike Lee's outrageous tweet. Turns out it was all because of the cops. I'll explain in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, our single guest for the day, Jeff Charlotte, is going to drop by. He's going to tell us all about the Christian education of the MAGA murderer, the MAGA terrorist in Minneapolis. Again, I don't know why the media is not calling him the MAGA terrorist or the MAGA murderer. I don't know why Democrats aren't calling him that. So, all that said, my daily take at HartmanReport.com today is Border Agents or Thought Police is the title. When did words become a crime? And it opens with a quote from Ben Franklin. Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. I mentioned this yesterday. I wanted to do a deeper dive into it, which is why I wrote this piece and why I want to talk about it now. The Trump administration refused to allow an Australian writer entry into the United States recently because he'd penned articles on his personal blog. He's got this Substack blog, critical of the Trump administration's support for Netanyahu's policies in Gaza. Now, we can debate Gaza policy all day long. There's a wide variety of opinions on this, and this has nothing to do with that, frankly. This should shock every American, whether we support or oppose Netanyahu's slaughter in Gaza, for lack of a better word. As George Orwell noted in his novel 1984, he said, the thought police are always watching. The only safe way was to think nothing, to know nothing, to believe nothing. Are we there yet? I mean, throughout my lifetime, American politicians of both parties have been outspoken in defending the right of people to speak their minds, regardless of their positions. American politicians have been, I mean, literally through my whole entire life, fond of quoting the famous saying that's misattributed to Voltaire. It was actually written by his biographer. I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. And, you know, elected officials from Lincoln to Goldwater to Reagan have pointed out that our First Amendment right of free speech is the bedrock of the American ethos. You know, a strong nation that believes in its principles doesn't need to be afraid of criticism. In fact, isn't afraid of criticism. If anything, the embrace of dissent is the steel in the spine of American democracy. I mean, our First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Yet we now have officials who are examining the writings of people flying into the United States and using those writings when they're critical of Donald Trump or his friends, in this case Netanyahu, to harass travelers or even deny them entry into our country. Alistair Kitchen is the 33-year-old Australian writer who got bumped off, or not bumped off, he flew from Melbourne into Los Angeles, and when he arrived in Los Angeles, he got picked up and questioned for 9 hours about his position on the war in Gaza, which we are not a party to, and then put on a plane back to Melbourne, back to Australia. They denied him entry. This is a guy who had spent 6 years in New York City going to Columbia University, where he got his master's degree. He was on his way into the United States for a two-week visit to New York to visit his friends from the time, the 6 years he spent in New York. I mean, this is just nuts. He said, this is a quote, he told The Guardian, he said, the CPB, the Customs and Border Patrol, explicitly said to me, the reason you've been detained is because of your writing on the Columbia student protests. And he had taken all this stuff down before he got on the plane. He thought, you know, deleting his social media posts might be enough to keep him safe. Turns out, well, this is what he said. He said, clearly they had technology in their system which linked those posts to my visa a long time before I took them down, because they knew all about the posts and then interrogated me about the posts once I was there. They'd already prepared a file on me and knew everything about me. He told The Guardian that his willingness to speak to The Guardian left him, quote, frankly terrified of retribution and reprisal from the U.S. government. And I'm guessing that this is true of more than just Alistair Kitchen. I'm guessing that there are multiple foreign people who have tried to come into the United States and been stopped at our borders and turned back. It's just that most of them are terrified of speaking to the press. I mean, this is a growing pattern. Hassan Piker is an American who was born here. He was detained for hours. The guy his ancestry is Turkish, but he's an American. He was born here. And he's got over 4 million followers on YouTube and Twitch. And he was stopped for hours and questioned about his political beliefs by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. He told the Times, quote, they straight up tried to get me to get something out of me that I think they could use to basically detain me permanently. Amir Mokhlid is an American-born attorney who represented one of the University of Michigan students protesting Israeli policy in Gaza. And he was detained when flying into Detroit with his wife and kids from a spring break vacation, an April vacation in the Dominican Republic. And as he was going through customs, the agent called for the tactical terrorism response team. He says, my heart fell into my stomach at that point. I was so concerned and worried. They released him after 90 minutes of interrogation. But when did American law enforcement officers become the thought police? I mean, what's going on with this? I don't get it. Jeremy, there's somebody at the door, maybe downstairs. Recently, Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers, the House Energy and Commerce Committee chair, was the lead author of a letter titled Free Speech is Foundational to America. And this is what the Republican Congresswoman, Kathy McMorris Rogers, she's the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, She said the answer to speech that we disagree with should always be more speech. I mean, this is what Abe Lincoln said. You know, the right to say wise things necessarily implies the right to say foolish things. But the answer to foolish speech is wise speech and not force. Reagan said countries across the globe are turning to free markets and free speech and turning away from the ideologies of the past. Mitch McConnell talked about this. I mean, here we are. This is Franz Kafka's world. The opening sentence of The Trial, that, you know, Kafka's most famous novel, starts out, someone must have slandered Joseph K. For one morning, without having done anything truly wrong, he was arrested. Right. Travelers are being stopped at our borders, not for criminal acts, but for the crime of speaking out. So, you know, this is wild stuff. Check it out. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with you. And welcome. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Remember your school bus driver, the one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobesin for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobesin.com for the location near you.
Cobesin Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. In today's here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM.
Dreams in hand, but the steel-eyed men are waiting with questions written in the sand. Why'd you write about the protest? Why'd you question the mighty throne? Now his voice is marked as danger, and they send him back alone. Are they border agents or thought police? When did words become the crime? Are we a land of the free or just a faded memory of a truth that's lost in time? Are they border agents or thought police? Is your conscience contraband? When the First Amendment's buried deep, who'll take a final stand? They held him under neon glare, 9 hours at LAX. His blog was read, his soul laid bare for daring to second guess. Deleted posts can't save you now, they got files on what you say. Once the land of liberty, now a stage for fear's dark play. Are they border agents or thought police? When did words become a crime? Are we a land of the free or just a faded memory of the truth that's lost in time? Are they border agents or thought police? Is your conscience contraband? When the First Amendment's buried deep, who'll take a final stand? Said it, Reagan too. Let foolish speech meet speech that's wise. But now the foolish rule the gate, truth is smothered under lies. Every voice they silence now is one last light against the dark. And every book they choose to burn leaves a scar upon our heart. Are they border agents of thought police? When did freedom lose its name? Are we allowed?
as they are. The No Kings protest organizers had their huge telephone call last night. I don't have the exact number. Rachel Maddow reported it last night, and I think she said 60,000 people signed up for the phone call. Some mind-boggling number, but anyhow, they've decided that July 17th is going to be the next demonstration. About a month from now. In fact, exactly a month from today. And they said that they're going to center on three things: racial justice, voting rights for all, and a just, inclusive, and strong democracy. So, number one. Secondly, Pete Hegseth is deploying troops to several states to support ICE. It's not just California anymore. You'll recall Gavin Newsom said California is the first. We won't be the last. He has deployed troops to Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. So here we go. We're watching America become militarized. We're watching troops. Absolute, open, naked violations of posse comitatus. This is crazy. Meanwhile, a mass deployment of warplanes flying across the Atlantic is fueling fears of the U.S. war on Iran. And, you know, this is something we should all be very concerned about. Let's be very clear. Barack Obama negotiated a deal with Iran that stopped their nuclear program, the JCPOA. And, I mean, Netanyahu has been claiming that Iran is enriching uranium, and any day now he's going to have a bomb since 2012. I mean, this has just been a recurring theme. Now, he may be right. I don't honestly know. But the fact of the matter is that Obama put Iran in a box. And that would have been the end of it. But then Trump tore that agreement up, you'll recall. And, you know, we don't know if he did it because Netanyahu told him to, or if he did it just because, hey, the nation's first black president, it was his major achievement. I think he won a Nobel Peace Prize for that, didn't he? I'm not certain, but I believe so. So now we've got dozens of Air Force aerial refueling planes flying out of military bases here in the United States toward that region. Is the United States about to get in the middle of a war? We've got several Republicans who are trying to introduce legislation right now requiring a vote of Congress before America participates in a war in the Middle East. I mean, just think of what happened with Gaddafi, with Saddam. I mean, our attempts to intervene in the Middle East
You're
do not end
to
well.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then on top of that, the battle to define America first is heating up. We'll get to that in just a moment. And then your call. Stay with us.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. More stories coming out after the fall of Roe versus Wade. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Another state high school rodeo finals is in the books. A new queen was crowned Sunday afternoon. The 2025 rodeo queen is Grace Bennett from Lancaster. The all-around cowboy is Cade Parrish of Laval. The all-around cowgirl is Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Rookie cowboy is Toy Regatz of Cassville. And rookie cowgirl is Callie Parrish of Laval. In team roping, Brady Breitsprecher of Toma and Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed first. Nathan Van Ert and Cade Parrish placed second. Jay Sloach of Bellevue, Iowa, and Clint Mitchell of Boscobel placed third. And Raylan Johnson and Lucas Miller placed fourth. In girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed first. Callie Parrish second. Lainey Lunn of Lime Springs, Iowa placed third. And Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed fourth. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed first, Cade Parrish second, Keegan Cooley third, and McKinley Stanton of Black River Falls placed fourth. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr placed first, Carly Guckenberger placed second, McKinley Stanton third, and Callie Parrish was fourth. In the shooting competitions in light rifle, Josie Waldenberger placed first, Jenna Brech of Reedsburg placed second, Colby Spielberg of Greenville placed third, and Jackson Borchardt of Clinton placed fourth. In trap shooting, Cade Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa placed first. Lucas Miller was second. Johnny Harms of Platteville placed third. And Piper Nowitzki of Clintonville placed fourth. The best of luck to all these contestants moving on to the National High School Rodeo Competition being held July 13th through 19th in Rock Springs, Wyoming. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, warm, and muggy with high temperatures today tapping the mid-80s. Got chances for showers and thunderstorms early this evening, and some of them have the chance to be strong to severe, pecking hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures alongside more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Matinair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk, and then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Whispers in the halls of power, greedy hands at midnight hour, stealing what the people own, building empires, thrones of stone. From the ashes of democracy they rise with lies and secrecy. The money talks, the truth it dies, the people's voices drowned in cries. Why corruption always breeds tyranny? When greed becomes a king's decree, when loyalty is bought and sold, freedom's story, blood and gold. Why corruption always breeds tyranny? The chains are forged by thievery, the people's trust betrayed, confined. As darkness closes freedom's mind,
judges bow. 7 minutes past the hour. So the ideological battle over America First is heating up, and Israel's at the core of this. Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday tweeting, anyone slobbering for the U.S. to become fully involved in the Israel-Iran war is not America First MAGA. And then Laura Loomer posts, how is it not America First to congratulate those who just made sure Islamists who chant death to America and who openly plotted to assassinate President real Donald Trump never had an opportunity to have a nuke? Tucker Carlson weighs in, saying politicians purporting America be America First can't now credibly turn around and say they had nothing to do with the strikes. So then comes Donald Trump, and he said, well, considering that I'm the one who developed America First, he can't even lie about this, right? America First was a movement in the United States in the 1930s. It was a Nazi movement. It was a pro-Hitler Nazi movement. And so anyhow, he says, considering I'm the one who developed America First, and considering that the term wasn't even used until I came along, I think I'm the one that decides that. Right. Which is, you know, I think pretty much proof that Trump is running a cult. He's the decider. He's the one who gets to define terms. And then yesterday he said America First means many great things, including the fact that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, America First and Iran? The editorial board of the Washington Post this morning published a piece, the headline, Bomb Iran, Trump Needs to Think About What Happens Next. And they talk about how Netanyahu has given no indication that he's going to pause this thing. I believe he's hiding out in Italy right now. But the bombing, the Israeli bombing of Iran has expanded to include airports, manufacturing plants, and local police stations. Notes the editorial board of the Washington Post, quote, these facts suggest that Netanyahu's real goal is to hasten the fall of the Islamic Republic. And then they cite the fall of Bashar al-Assad in Syria and, you know, what happened in Libya and what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, you know, just going into the Middle East and blowing things up does not help. And they note that Trump seems, this is a quote, Trump seems torn between two competing camps among his supporters, the pro-Israel, anti-Iran hawks who want to see America join the Israeli bombing campaign, and the isolationist America First crowd. And then they note recent history should inspire caution and mention, you know, Muammar Gaddafi. Meanwhile, Trump apparently just lit out on Pete Hegseth, on Kegger Pete. He called Kegger, well, we don't know exactly what he called him, but Michael Wolff, who has written several biographies of Donald Trump and has apparently some really good contacts inside the Trump administration, said that Trump has pissed off our soldiers. And so that's why the troops appear to be, quote, having a good time rather than displaying the menacing military face that Trump wanted. Wolf says he kind of reamed out Hegseth, demanding to know who staged this and complaining about the tone problem. Meanwhile, he desperately tried to spin the event as a tremendous success, bragging to reporters that it didn't rain, even though everybody saw the rain. Oh, my God. All right. This is just, it's nuts. What's on your mind today? Paul in Zilla, Washington. Hey, Paul. Thanks for listening to KBCS. What's up?
Well, good morning, Tom. I was inspired to call by Robert Reich's essay on the benefits to business of resistance.
Okay.
We closed our winery tasting room to do No Kings. We closed it for part of the day. I did a Facebook post. I had a huge positive response, not a single negative comment, lots of hearts and thumbs ups. And then at the demonstrations, I was pleased to see at the big demonstration in Yakima that there were a lot more younger people than I saw a month ago. The age went down quite a bit. And I think that's a very positive sign. Lots and lots of young women out protesting.
That's great.
Paul. And my little protest in Zilla brought a dozen people out. I'm going to shoot for 100 in a month.
That's marvelous. By the way, your winery, I bought wine from you guys online. And you and my friend Veronique Raskin, who owns the Organic Wine Company down in California, which we also buy wine from, in fact, by the case. She has her vineyard is a family vineyard in France, and you guys have a great vineyard in Washington. Give us the your website so that if people want to know more about it, they can order from you.
ParadisosDelSol.com.
Okay, you want to spell that?
Or you could probably just type in Washington State Wine Organic. We'd probably show up.
Yeah, Paradiso.
Along with several
P-A-R-A.
Others. I like to support my other businesses, too.
Right. P-A-R-A-D-I-S-O.
D-I-S-O-S.
Okay, S. Paradisos.
S-O-S. D-E-L-S-O-L.
S-O-L, like sun, .com. Okay, Paul, thanks a lot, and excellent points.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for anytime. Thanks for the story. Don in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was just thinking that this last few days, the weekend, everything, was basically a tremendous defeat for Trump. His parade was a complete fizzle, while 7.5 million, but they're saying 5 million. The real figure is probably closer to 7.5 million people demonstrated all around the country, and, you know, even around the world. And when he went up to Canada, those people, you know, they're political leaders. They're keeping the thumb in that they saw how weak he was. And that's why one of the reasons he fled. And now this crazy, you know, this war, you know, Sheldon Adelson was his biggest donor for the 2016 campaign.
Yeah.
He gave him, it was close to $250 million or something. Sheldon Adelson appeared at the Cooper Union in New York City at a public meeting. I think you can still find the video of it. And he said at that meeting that the U.S. should explode a nuclear bomb out in the desert, a ways away from Tehran, and give them a week or something. And if they didn't knuckle under, we should nuke Tehran.
Yeah, I remember that. In fact, I wrote about that in my book, The Hidden History of Big Brother, because a couple of weeks after Adelson said that, and Shelley Adelson has passed away, by the way, his wife is still passing out money to Trump. But a couple of weeks, or maybe it was a few months after he said that, Iran launched a cyber attack on his hotel or his casino in Las Vegas and bricked all of the computers. I mean, you know, hundreds of computers just and gambling machines and everything. They all ended up with just a picture of a burning, it was something burning. I forget what it was, and basically a screw you message. I get it, Don.
And I would say that this guy, this Vogler guy, whatever his name is up there in Minnesota, this is the return of the abortion clinic murderers.
Yeah.
Because almost everybody on his list was a supporter of abortion rights.
I think everybody on his list was. But
yeah, they were all supporters, and a lot of them were providers.
Yeah, what we don't know is if his primary filter was abortion or if his primary filter was Democrats, but it looks like it was probably abortion. You know, we showed the clip yesterday of him, you know, in the Democratic Republic of Congo doing a preaching thing.
His crazy talk down there.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about that in the third hour with Jeff Charlotte. Don, thanks a lot for the call. John in Orange County, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much. Yeah, Tom, we've seen this movie before, I think. You know, Bush Jr., you know, at least had his father to check him. who does Trump has no one to check him, because what we're looking at is a repeat of 2002, a yellow cake uranium, you know. And I can't help, you know, think that Netanyahu and Trump are two peas in a pod of madness. And we're really looking at a crisis incoming. Everybody's hit on this earlier today. And thank God everyone's on the same page. But I'm worried. I'm worried because it seems like it's going to open the door for Kiev, and that, you know, Putin's going to make his march. And then, you know, China's going to go hit and do their thing. And we're going to be caught in a storm of you know,
The one thing we don't know right now, Putin is delivering an awful lot of Iranian missiles into Iraq. I mean, you know, using them to kill people. There was a massive attack on, or not Iraq, excuse me, Ukraine. And there was a massive attack on Ukraine overnight. And, you know, another one. Excuse me. And what we don't know is to what extent Putin considers himself an ally of the Ayatollahs rather than just a, you know, a business deal kind of thing. And if Putin decides to come to the defense of Iran, and so far there's no evidence that that's going to happen, but if he did, then it could get extremely dangerous very quickly. So we'll see how this plays out, but I am concerned too. And you know, the Constitution gives war-making power exclusively to Congress. And I expect he will, but I hope he doesn't. You know, Trump doesn't drag us into this thing. This should not be our fight. Yeah, John, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Now, Senator Bob Menendez is being marched off to prison as we speak. Crime doesn't pay, huh? We'll be right back.
Get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Mike in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I want to talk about Mike Lee, but not what's in the headlines lately. I don't know if you know about it, but he put an amendment into this big, beautiful bill to have a fire sale of 3.3 million acres of public lands in the American West, 11 states, Oregon included. It looks like it's going to go through if there's not a lot of people don't know about it. The mainstream media is not talking about it. It's a lot of land that, you know, people use to hike, fish, hunt, escape city life, and they're going to have a fire sale. So but I just wanted to...
There's some billionaires out there who would love to own that land.
Yeah, that's what I want people to realize what's happening. We have a unique legacy here in this country. It's not... You go to Europe, everything's locked up.
Yeah.
You know, you have to pay to hike, you have to pay to fish. As far as they don't have the vast public lands that we do.
On the country.
So I'm just,
but yeah, I get your point. And we can thank, by the way, Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt for our public
lands. Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, particularly Roosevelt. Yeah, he kind of codified it all.
Yeah, this is Mike Lee's doing, by the way. They had a smaller bill in the House that was stopped by Ryan Zinke. And some other Montana Republicans. Now, the interesting thing about this bill, and I'll be real quick, Montana has been exempted because the citizens of Montana favor public land. And in order to get this passed, Mike Lee has worked with the senators in Montana to vote for it as long as Montana's exempted from this fire sale.
Amazing.
So just... These guys, to let people know, hopefully there's enough outcry that this gets stopped.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you know if this bill gets... I'm sorry, one more thing. Do you know if this bill gets changed enough? Does it have to go back to the House?
Yeah, it's got to go back to the House, and if the House doesn't approve it, it goes to what's called reconciliation, which is where you get what's called a conference committee, where you get about a dozen. Okay. I think there's a specific number. I don't recall it, but you know, more or less.
Okay.
A dozen people from the House and Senate, and they get together and they hammer out all the details, and then they come up with one single bill, and then it gets re-voted on by both the House and the Senate. So it could get very messy, Mark. It could get very, very messy.
Yeah, I'm hoping this thing goes away because I think it would be a tragedy, personally.
I'm with you. Mike, thanks for the call. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi.
Michael, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I need you to get your mouth closer to the microphone.
Can you hear me now?
No, you're still very faint.
Ah, okay, well, that's fine.
If you're using Bluetooth or something like that, I'm going to have to put you back on hold here, Michael. I'm sorry, because I just can't tell what you're saying. Mary in Middle Michigan. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
So, of course, it's the huge threat that you talked about earlier over in Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel creating a greater war for the whole region once again, as you've pointed out. But I am really concerned that we have a compromised two-party system that is replete with Zionists and people who have greater Israel in mind and turning America into greater Israel. This is a problem because there are a lot of money operators, and we never talk about them, do we? We never talk about Soros. We never talk about Gates.
George Soros is what anti-Semites, like what you're sounding like right now, Mary, like to say
when they mean
international Jew. And, you know, it just put a cork in it. Kenyatta. Hey, Kenyatta in Los Angeles. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Tom, are you there?
I am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, listen, I'm going to try to be as pithy as I can, but you've made some very salient points this morning, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions that are rhetorical and then the main question.
Oh,
so let me preface it by saying this. I guarantee you that Putin will support Iran militarily because I believe he views it rightfully or wrongfully as an extension of what is occurring in Ukraine in terms of Western hegemony. Now, you know, when we just 5 years ago, Tom, no one talked about nukes. I mean, that was verboten. Nobody talked about nuclear weapons. You're almost hearing it daily in the media parlance and in the news parlance every day. And this is very worrying to me. I mean, nukes? Are you serious?
Yeah.
The only people to drop nukes on civilians has been this country. So this is what I'm talking about. I've been in combat in my lifetime, hand to hand and otherwise. You can fight one guy, but you can't fight eight or nine others. It's time for the U.S. to come back from the precipice, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, the good news, Kenyatta, is Republicans are talking like this. Great to hear from you. Thanks for the call, and keep up the great writings over on Substack.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's summer. Campfires, late-night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The back-and-forth missile and airstrikes continue between Israel and Iran, the U.S. moving more military assets to the region, and President Trump returning from the G7 summit in Canada a day early, huddling with his national security team today. Iran firing off more missiles today, so far intercepted by Israel's air defense systems. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Everyone here in the region, you know, wondering what President Trump's next move will be, since it could dramatically impact what's happening, you know, here on the ground.
The president says he wants a permanent solution, saying Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. Ukraine says at least a dozen people were killed in Russian air and drone strikes, one of the largest attacks in the three-year war, one drone slamming into a residential high-rise in Kyiv. Retail sales fell sharply in May, signs consumers are pulling back on spending as uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs continue. A deadline for reciprocal tariffs is less than a month away. This is ABC News.